guys, welcome back. Today I'm going to show you how to do a very quick and simple ice cream cake. Okay, these are they're very simple to do. You'd be surprised, you're going to be very surprised, and they're much cheaper than what you can buy in the store, and they taste quite a bit better. Excuse me. What we're going to start out with is a cake, and I've done a 6-inch cake just for the sake of the video. It has been in the freezer and it is still frozen. I've leveled it and I've divided it into two equal sections, okay? Two equal layers. I have lined the pan that the cake was baked in saran wrap, and I've placed the first layer down. Now all we're gonna do is take our ice cream, and I've just already placed this in a bowl. I don't need a lot of ice cream and I don't wanna melt it. And if you're like me, you might not like the taste of ice cream that's been melted and refrozen. And a lot of ice cream cakes that you see on YouTube, that's what these people do, is they melt this ice cream to get it in here, and then they refreeze it. And then you get the ice crystals. And to me, that is not so good. So we're just gonna take our ice cream, and just enough to cover it. Actually, can be as much as you want, okay? I like a little bit more cake than I do ice cream, and you can see that I've just kind of pushed that in there, and I'm gonna grab that out of the oven, and we'll be right back, and I'll continue. So I've got that in my pan, and I'm just kind of pushing that down, just so that we get a solid layer. And I'm gonna go ahead and add all of this in here. And you want it to be somewhat even, but I don't want it to melt, okay? So now I'm just going to take my second layer of cake. Like I said, this is frozen, so that's why it looks a little bit drier. And you're just going to push it right on top of that ice cream, okay? And then I'm just going to close this up. We're going to place this in the freezer for about an hour or so, just till it firms up, and then we'll be back. Alrighty, guys. So we've taken it out of the freezer. I actually left it in there a couple hours. You want to make sure that it firms up really well. And we're just going to remove our plastic wrap. And it helps us to just pull it right out of the pan. Okay. And then you want to work with it quickly at this point, because it is ice cream and you don't want it to melt. So I'm just going to pull that down. I'm just going to put it on just a regular little plate here. I'm going to flip it over, and you can use any kind of flavor combinations that you want as far as the cake and the ice cream goes. Okay, and now we're just going to frost it. And I've done some Cool Whip frosting in the store, but you can make that yourself with putting in Cool Whip instead of using buttercream. You're more than welcome to use buttercream. However, buttercream has a tendency to get hard in the freezer. And this you can actually refreeze, whether you make it yourself or actually buy it. It's in the freezer section. And then all we're going to do is we are going to frost that. And then you can also, I don't know if I told you that or not just now, but you can refreeze this icing. So it works out perfectly, and it stays soft. So, but you can use whatever you like. And then we just do the sides. Okay. This is very simple to do, and sure beats going to the store and purchasing one of these. And you can do it, like I said, in any flavor combination, so you're sure to please pretty much everybody. And this icing is a little less, or not quite as sweet. So if you don't like really, really sweet icing, this is the way to go with the cake and the ice cream. You really don't need to pile it on. So I'm gonna go ahead and let this freeze and then just straighten it up a bit so it looks a little bit nicer. And I'll bring you guys back and show you what the inside looks like. Guys, so there it is, our ice cream cake. I've already got it all iced and it's ready to go. Very simple and easy. It's going to be delicious. We're going to let it thaw for about 5 minutes and then I'll cut into it and show you guys what it looks like inside. So we'll be right back. All right, guys, so there it is. I let it thaw for about 5 minutes before I cut it. Just took a knife and ran it under some warm water and cut one side, and then I've wiped it off and then cut the other side just to get a nice slice. You can see the ice cream layer in the middle. Again, it is vanilla cake with chocolate ice cream and a chocolate frosting as well. So I would really encourage you guys to try this. It's really, really simple and easy. Let me know if you try it out and what you think. If you have any suggestions for me, please leave them down below as well. And as always, guys, thanks so much for watching. And don't forget to share me on Facebook and Twitter with all your friends and family. Appreciate all the support and thumbs up. And we'll see you next time.